This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ducks win.
They get the dub, 32-31 over Ohio State. This on the Vancouver 4 text line.
Ducks win. Beavers and Colorado lose. Yesterday was college football nirvana. And I will add to that, my friend on the text line, that Washington also lost too. So, I mean, what a day.
UNLV didn't lose.
Run, Rebs, run.
Let's
baby.
Go.
Hey, that sets up a big matchup next week in Corvallis.
Guess who's going to Corvallis next week?
Woo! Let's
Absolutely.
Go.
See my alma mater, man.
Rashad takes it. Corvallis.
Yes.
Cor Vegas, baby. Corganistan, I think, is what they call it sometimes.
What?
No?
Really? Somebody calls it that?
Never heard that one.
No. I think, they do call Spokane Spokanistan sometimes.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. That actually, that plays.
All right.
Spokane.
Pretty good game, though, yesterday. Pretty good game. My favorite part about it was the offense. The offense being able to take deep shots. Dylan Gabriel looking like he just didn't give an F out there. Throwing big, long passes. Really just letting the offense loose. The run game was decent. You know, I mean, Jordan James, he averaged 5 yards a carry. There were times where it definitely felt like they weren't getting as much of a push as you would have liked. I think the run game picked up in the second half a little bit more, started getting a little bit more chunk plays on the running game. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Dylan Gabriel, he showed up. I was saying earlier in the week that, you know, as ridiculous as it sounded, and it's like every game comes down to which quarterback plays better, this is where I felt like the quarterback that made the least amount of mistakes was going to be the one that ended up winning. And it's kind of funny because the way that this played out is Will Howard didn't make a whole lot of mistakes either.
No.
But the one he made was magnified very much so at the end. But again, I was just extremely impressed with Dylan Gabriel, how he played with his arm, the huge touchdown late, which I think is the one that didn't give them the lead. Well, it gave them the lead at the time, I believe. But that big 25, 30-yard touchdown run that he had, I mean, his performance yesterday, he had to play a perfect game, and for the most part, he did. And taking those deep shots, those deep long passes, finding guys all over, I mean, you had four different receivers with at least a 30-yard completion. Seeing those big electric plays, I mean, that is something that Oregon fans have felt like that's part of their program, right? Like big explosive offense, whether it's no matter who the coach is, no matter who the offensive coordinator is, that's what Oregon fans kind of cling on to, is having that really explosive, big electric offense. And that's what I felt like we got yesterday, especially out of the passing game. And I absolutely loved it. It was my favorite part of the game itself, was seeing how well the offense performed. I don't know if they got to the 500 yard mark, total yards, but they got damn close. Yeah, 496.
Yeah.
So seeing them put up almost 500 yards on an Ohio State defense who has studs on both sides of the ball, that was the most impressive part to me.
And, you know, almost 350 through the air for Dylan Gabriel. And he hasn't had a 300-yard game since Idaho at the beginning of the season. Like, so this was the best game that he's played. But quietly, Dylan Gabriel has been playing. You know, I think we'll take away the Michigan State game last week because he threw – or last week, yeah.
Yeah.
Threw a couple of interceptions there, and that was probably his worst performance, but they blew out Michigan State by 21 points, you know, so it didn't really matter. But yesterday when it mattered, when it was magnified, he played the best game he's played as an Oregon Duck yesterday, which is crazy because if he's not an Oregon Duck yesterday, he probably gets steamrolled by Texas yesterday, right? So we forget about that. I mean, yeah, we...
I'm going to guess that Oklahoma would have had a little bit better performance with him at the quarterback.
They would have been a little better, but if you saw that game, there was a lot of holes for Oklahoma yesterday, and I don't think Dillon Gabriel would have been able to make that up. So on the other side, you look at that for him, it's like, man, my old team that I left just got blown the F out, and we just beat the number two team in the country at home, and it was really because of me. Like, Dillon Gabriel played as great a game as he's played. Like I said, since he's been there, no interceptions. He had some amazing passes in between. They were like, oh, yeah, that's a touchdown. Like, as soon as it left his hands, I want to say it was not the one to Tez Johnson, but, like, kind of corner of the end zone yesterday, I was like, oh, that's a brilliant pass.
Evan
right
Stewart
there.
Touchdown. Oh,
with the defender on him.
Yes.
Like, right in his arms. Like, that's beautiful quarterbacking right there. But I thought it started with Dillon Gabriel. I thought the offensive line was amazing. And we've been harping on that offensive line really since the beginning of the year. Like, are they going to be able to hold up most of the year? Yesterday, didn't get sacked.
Yeah.
95.9 QBR, 171 rating. Like, he played an amazing, amazing game yesterday. I don't think he's going to be like in that top three, you know, finalists for the Heisman.
He's going to be on the list. He's got the second best odds as of right now, you know, whether that, you know, keeps on going, but just great quarterback play in general. I did not think Will Howard was going to play as good as he did. And he was just as good as Dillon Gabriel during that game. I mean, they were just living on the middle of the field. It felt like throughout the game, it just seemed like any sort of slant that they were going right to the middle of the field, they were getting. But, I mean, for the most part, this defense didn't allow those big plays either on the back end. They didn't let him go over the top. Their biggest, you know, play, what was it? We got a 38-yard catch from Jeremiah Smith. Other than that, you know, a couple 26, 25. But it was a lot of yak. It was a lot of yards after catch is what it felt like. So, you know, the defense keeping them in check for the most part as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But, I mean, Will Howard, again, besides that one huge mistake at the end.
Was lights out.
Yeah, fantastic game for him.
He did
a great job
game.
Avoiding a few sacks himself. I mean, the Ducks didn't get their first sack until the final drive.
Picking up some big third and fourth downs. Like, man, he played a great game. And it sucks for him that slide at the end of the game, which I think we were all kind of looking like, why did he – did he just slide?
Is that Dak Prescott? Is that Dak?
Well, I mean, not even just did he slide. Did he decide to run the ball at all? Like, why would you break out and decide to run with under six, you know, or under 10 seconds on the clock? Well, I feel like that doesn't become an option unless you know you can get him out of bounds, you know, in time.
So. Well, my whole feelings on that final play is that, you know, I thought that they would have gone for, like, you know, trying to hit a quick slant, you know, because they were just... So felt like they were gashing the middle of the field all day long with that, where there was dudes in the slot, whatever. He was just hitting a bunch of guys that were going over the middle. Get a quick slant, try and pick up 10 yards, get down, call a timeout. That's kind of what I thought they were going for. Now, I haven't looked at that final play to see what the receivers did, what their routes look like, but That is what I was like, you know, 6 seconds. That's all you have time to do. You know, quick drop back, bam, bam, find a guy, try and get down 10 yards, you know, just get a little bit of extra yard. And then, you know, kudos to Oregon's defense, not letting any receiver get open and giving him an option. And then when he started to take off, I mean, it was sort of one of those moments where, like, I forgot about everything that was happening when he started to run. Where I was like, because then he started to run and he had room to run. Where I'm like, oh my God,
he's going
to
make it.
He's going to run this all the way in. He's going to run this down to the five. And then when he slid and went down, I was like, holy F,
this is over.
There's no time left on the clock. And then people start rushing the field and then the refs get together to start talking about it. And then I told Rashad, I was like, you know, when I'm in the stadium, where I'm at as far as like sight lines and, you know, he ran so far, I was like, oh man, did he just get a first down? Obviously, wasn't even close. And so I was confused why the clock didn't stop at all. And then, you know, obviously he wasn't at the first down mark, so the clock just keeps running. And then once I saw the refs, like, they got together and then they ran off the field and started running towards the tunnel, I was like, this is over. Like, yeah, the refs are gone. They ain't coming back. This game's over.
Yeah, one turned his mic on, I think, to make an announcement, and then he just said, F it. Like, he turned it off pretty quick, and we didn't hear, you know, any confirmation. But it was pretty obvious, at least on TV, to the announcer that it was immediately over. Yeah. And by the way, can I quickly say, like, we need to, in my reflection last night into this morning, we need to frame this game correctly, guys. Oregon, the best team in the Big Ten, just beat Ohio State, the second best team in the Big Ten.
Yes,
and that means they are immediately contenders for the national championship. They're not guaranteed a spot in the college football playoff, but they're close. But they are automatically in the conversation now to be contending for the national championship.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, a lot of season left, 6 regular season games left to go. Hopefully that the way that those games play out, you will be finding yourself in the Big Ten championship, possibly with a rematch against this Ohio State game. And that game's going to be a lot closer to their home than it is Oregon. So you want to talk about showing out.
Absolutely.
At away stadiums.
Gotta,
I mean,
show up.
Hell, you got to show up to that one. But they have put themselves in a very, very good position for a college football playoff spot, regardless if they end up winning the conference or not. They just got to finish strong. They're going to have a tough Purdue team next week.
Oh, yeah, gritty. I think Anthony Newman put it best last night on the post-game scoreboard show, said Purdue is doo-doo.
Oh, they are doo-doo.
So I'm gonna go with that Anthony Newman take
I'm not going to say they're the worst team in the Big 12, Big 10, but they are they're competing for it. You know, I think UCLA right now holds up that doo-doo crown, but Purdue, I mean, they fought their little hearts out against Illinois last night, but fell short.
And I'm going to say this, you know, it's kind of piggybacking on what Jordan was saying, is like as far as Oregon being considered the, you know, one of the best teams, I think Oregon's the best team in the country right now. Like, Texas played a great game yesterday, obviously, but if you start looking at stats, it's like, yeah, well, you know, Oregon played a better team and Oregon had a better game. Like, they might be the best team in the country top to bottom right now. Like, it's, I mean, to considering the way that they played yesterday against this amazing Ohio State, and I'm more impressed by what they did against that defense, you know, and so
yeah, they shredded it.
If they're able to do that against that Ohio State team, then I don't see why. I understand Texas will be the number one team, but if Oregon all of a sudden leapfrogged everybody and was the number one team in the country on Monday, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, and to me, it's just Texas already being number one ranked. Like, you're not going to fall.
Yeah.
You know,
especially after a blowout win against a top 20, you know, 25 team, you're not going to fall. But if the committee decided, hey, man, what Oregon did yesterday was much more impressive than what Texas was able to do yesterday, it wouldn't shock me.
Well, in the way that, you know, Michigan also, since the beginning of the season, since that Texas game, they haven't done themselves a whole lot of favors. I mean, I know they beat USC, but that USC win is starting to lose value. They did beat Minnesota, which is starting to get a little bit better value, but they should have never beat them in the first place, or at least Minnesota should have had a chance at the end to try and beat them. And then them losing to Washington last week, and then Washington gets absolutely blown out against Iowa. You know, I was putting a lot of weight in not just Texas beating Michigan, but how they did it. They went into Ann Arbor. They absolutely dominated.
Crushed
they
them.
Controlled that line of scrimmage, run game. I mean, they
clearly showed how big of a talent gap there was between those two teams. And Texas doing the same against Oklahoma yesterday. So they've been doing everything that they're supposed to do. But right now, the best win in college football is this Oregon win for against Ohio State.
Prime time, Saturday night, for everybody to see. Like, hey, man, that's as big as it gets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.